Sech des Makis Parak Aleph Mishnah Hey. Bo Acherim Vihizi Mum. So two Adam say that Reuven killed Shimon, and witnesses said that that group, first group is Zaymin. Now another group comes and says Reuven killed Shimon, and Bo Acherim Vihizi Mum. So each time, that same group of Adam, that original Adam that made the first group into Zaymin, keeps making every group after that into Zaymin. So let's call them Levi and Yehuda, right? So two Adam said Reuven killed Shimon. Levi and Yehuda said you're Zaymin. Another group comes and says Reuven killed Shimon. Again, Levi and Yehuda say you're Zaymin. And so on and so forth. Afilu mea kulam yehiragu. So Levi and Yehuda could be mechayev 100 separate groups for saying false Eidus, that Reuven killed Shimon, and will kill every one of these groups of Eidim based on Levi and Yehuda saying that they are Zaymin. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer estatus izu. We don't listen to this Levi and Yehuda. They're obviously up to no good. And the only one that we kill is the first group, which of course is very difficult. The Gemara asks, why would you even kill the first group? And the Gemara says that it's talking about where we already killed the first group, and the Gemara says it doesn't fit so well with the Lashon, but that's the way the Gemara finishes off. So basically, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we do not trust this Levi and Yehuda at all, because no matter who comes and says witnesses that Reuven killed Shimon, they keep saying Imanu Yisem, so we throw out this Levi and Yehuda, we don't trust them. Ein Edom Zaymin Mishnevav. Ein Edom Zaymin Neragan Achi Gamar Adin. The only time we killed Edom Zaymin is if Bezdin Paskind Gamar Adin based on their testimony. So, two Edom said Reuven killed Shimon. Bezdin Paskins that Reuven is put to death. And then we catch them as Edom Zaymin. Then the Edom Zaymin get killed. Sharei Atztukim Oimrim. The Tztukim used to say Achi Harig. That we don't kill the Edom Zaymin unless Reuven was actually killed for killing Shimon. Shenemar Nefesh Benefesh. Torah says Nefesh Benefesh. Amulam Chachamim. Chum said, it says, you should do to your to the like he planned to do to his brother. His brother means that the brother is still alive. That means that Reuven is still alive. We didn't yet kill Reuven. So Vimkain Lama Nemar Nefesh Benefesh. So what do the Chachamim do with Nefesh Benefesh? It sounds like a soul for a soul. That means that it had to be that Reuven was already killed. So they learn out, I would have thought that as soon as we accept the Eidos of the Edom Zaymin, it's already enough to kill them. So that's what Nefesh B'Nefesh teaches me. There has to actually be a Gemar Din that this person is sentenced to death. So meaning, in order to be Mechayev Edom Zaymin, it has to be they said testimony that Reuven killed Shimon, and now already Bezdin Paskins that Reuven is Chayiv Misa. However, we didn't yet put Reuven to death. So in that case, and now we catch the Edom Zaymin, so then the Edom Zaymin are going to be Chayiv. However, if it's before the Gemar Din, Bezdin Paskin that Reuven is Chayiv Misa, or it's already after we already killed Reuven, so then the Chacham will hold that we do, which is the way we hold, that you do not carry out Kasha Zomem, because they learn out of La'achiv that Achiv Kayim. Have a good day.